This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Another round of layoffs has hit the National Lab of the Rockies. The Golden Research Center, formerly known as the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, a spokesperson for the lab confirmed 134 employees focused on research and operations lost their jobs today. Since retaking office, the Trump administration has repeatedly cut support for green energy and worked to block wind and solar developments. It's unclear if the layoffs specifically targeted staffers focused on low-carbon technologies. At the State House this week, Colorado lawmakers are scheduled to discuss whether to approve new costs to cover the current budget. CPR's Benta Berkland.
Some state agencies are asking for more money than was originally projected for the current budget year. The requests are in areas like Medicaid and the Department of Corrections, where money is needed to pay for more prison beds. Democratic Representative Emily Sirota chairs the Joint Budget Committee.
Largely in those two departments, costs continue to increase in those budget lines. The largest increases that we saw to corrections are in the medical costs.
Later in the session, lawmakers will debate how to balance next year's budget. The state is facing a nearly $800 million shortfall. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Food Bank of the Rockies has opened a new distribution center in Aurora, marking a major expansion for hunger relief across the region. The 270,000-square-foot facility will serve as the food bank's new Denver metro hub. You're listening to CPR News.